This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Sherry James, S-H-E-R-R-Y-J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth 10/11/1964. Date of appointment December 4, 2025. Requesting physician Joyce Burton, J-O-Y-C-E-B-U-R-T-O-N-D-O. Dear Dr. Burton, I have the pleasure of seeing Sherry James today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 61-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who is for the last few years getting numbness. She's experiencing tingling waist down. Right deltoid region is also numb. Her writing is affected. She's having pain in the back, having pulsation. In the feet, feet are on fire, like going to explode. More numbness on the right buttock and right foot. No pain, but burning sensation in the feet. Sometime in the groin area, no weakness, no neck pain, no headache, no visual phenomena, no speech problem. Her mother is dying due to multisystem atrophy. She's under stress. She lost weight about 20 pounds. Past medical history. Thyroid cancer. Anxiety. Past surgical history, thyroidectomy, hysterectomy, allergy to sulfa and amoxicillin medication, levothyroxine, sertraline, 100 milligram. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs. She is a housewife. She is married, live with the husband, have two children. Family history, mother alive with the multisystem atrophy, father alive with osteoporosis. Three brothers. One has the same problem. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having numbness, tingling, depression, anxiety, decreased libido, loss of orgasm, difficulty writing, numbness in the upper right arm. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, soft bowel sound present. Next upper, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait is mildly ataxic. Assessment and plan, 61 year old, right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, peripheral neuropathy. Number two, degenerative disc disease in the lumbar spine. Number three, rule out multiple sclerosis. Number four, rule out ALS. Number five, depression. Number six, anxiety. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities, MRI of the brain, and blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron, binding capacity, vitamin D, citrate, rheumatoid factor, and ANA. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.